Moncrief on News Talk.
If you listen to audiobooks, you're probably aware of how being an audiobook artist is a very specific skill. A bad one can slightly ruin it. A good one brings it alive. In the latter category is Aoife McMahon, who has narrated hundreds of such books, including work by Marion Keyes, Sally Rooney and Colm Tobin. Afternoon, Aoife.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. When you're narrating a book, are you thinking of yourself as the narrator in the sense of the voice of the author?
I suppose that depends on the book. If it's in, like told in the first person and a fiction, you sort of put yourself a little bit into that person's voice, I suppose, without kind of over-egging it. If it's in the third person or it's a biography or memoir, I tend to try to do it in my own voice while getting the author's intention across, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Though even, you know, if it's a third person narrative, that's a novel. Say a Marion Keyes book, it's kind of Marion Keyes-y, if you know what I mean. You can almost hear Marion Keyes's voice telling the story.
You can, and her wonderful sense of humour as well. But like I've done fiction for Marion Keyes, but I've also done a memoir of hers, Making It Up As I Go Along. And, you know, I didn't want to do a Marion Keyes impersonation. Mm. You know, nobody could do it better than Marion herself. So I kind of used my own voice, but got into, I suppose, her pace and intonation and intention, as I said, and sense of humour.
Yeah. And so and when there are different characters speaking, staying with fiction for a moment, if there are different characters, do you do different voices for them, especially if they're, you know, if there's a conversation taking place between a man and a woman, do you have to kind of change your voice so people know which character is speaking?
Yes, you do. Again, without over-egging it, but yes. So you'll use different tones, different paces, perhaps different accents where they're stated or where you feel it might just differentiate between the characters and keep them clear for the listener.
But to keep that clear, say, if you're doing a male character, do you do a male voice?
Yes, I mean, I will drop my tone within my own range. So again, I'm trying not to do a comedy voice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yes, if it says, you know, he said in his deep, sexy voice or whatever, you kind of try to edge toward that a little, you know.
Yes. And so when it's nonfiction and when it's memoir, would it be important to meet the author?
I have never met the authors, but I do reach out to them. Sometimes they'll reach out to me through social media or through our agents or whatever. And I do find that very, very helpful indeed. Like I did a harrowing but beautiful memoir called Tell Me the Truth About Loss, which was by Niamh Fitzpatrick about her her sister who died tragically in a helicopter accident. And we had good conversations just via social media and email. And it was lovely to just ask her advice on how she wanted it portrayed. And, you know, she'd give me tips like she really wanted the book, although it's about various kinds of grief, to actually be mostly about hope. So that gives me a good steer as a reader as to, you know, the arc of the story. Mm. And although we go to dark and sad places, we know that we are aiming for the light, for the hope. And that's what you want to communicate.
Yeah. Can you find yourself in a situation where you perhaps do a little bit, you're not sure about it, and you send it to the author and they give you a steer as to whether that's tonally what they might have imagined?
No, I'm sort of left to my own devices at this stage. When I started off many years ago, you'd be in a studio mostly with a producer and a director, but that's mostly been streamlined down. So if I'm recording from my own home studio, then I sort of take on those roles myself and I make those calls. But it varies from book to book. Sometimes I am in studio and rarely there's a director there as well, which is lovely because it's nice to have that other ear to guide you. But I think at this stage I have enough experience to, you know, just do a lot of prep basically on the book and, you know, make the decisions I make based on the evidence that the author has given in the manuscript.
And so, like, every day, how long will you, you know, to record? Of course, it's how long is a piece of string. Yeah, it depends indeed on how big the book is. But, yeah. Like, how many hours a day would you spend at a microphone?
I would say I do about 5 hours of actually speaking.
Crikey.
But obviously, especially when I'm recording myself, that'll be, you know, maybe 7 hours in the studio. If I'm in a studio outside my home, we usually do from 10 till 5. That would be our usual day. And after about 3 days of that, try not to do more than 3 days of that on the trot, because, you know, everything just gets a little bit tired and you want to keep it fresh. But most books can be done within 3 days, and you would probably do the same amount of prep on them, 3 days of prep. And I guess about 3 hours on the mic gives you roughly about 1 hour of finished audio. So that's the kind of time that goes into it.
Yeah, it must be exhausting.
It kind of is, oddly, even though you're sitting still, but it is physically tiring because, you know, you can't brush the desk or your clothes or, you know, have any other distracting noises. So you have to remain very, very still indeed. And yeah, you do have to get up and do a bit of stretching or a bit of yoga or something like that to keep the body moving. And of course, on your vocal cords, your eyes, everything, they do tire. So, you know, you have to do a good prep for that as well. Do a good voice warm up and, you know, just drink plenty of warm water during the day and watch what you eat as well. You know, you don't want to be eating, I don't know, chocolate or something full of chili or something like that when you're yes on the mic.
And you know, have you done many kind of YA books or children's books? Because and would that be quite different in the approach you might take?
Yes, I love doing them. So I've done, yeah, I've done YA and ones for quite young children as well. And I suppose you approach it like any parent does, you know, when you're reading a book to a bedtime story to your kid, that you, I suppose it's bigger. Your performances are bigger and a little bit more enthusiastic. Mm. But especially for YA, without making that kind of patronizing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You again, try to get into the mind of your listener and speak to them on a level. But they're really good fun. Like, I've done a lovely trilogy by Celine Kiernan called Wild Magic Trilogy. And there you get to play witches, you get to play crows, you get to play, you know, all sorts of animals and crazy characters. And that's a lot of fun to bring that to life.
Yeah. And for a YA book, especially if it's a first person narration and that is a teenager, mm-hmm, do you try to make yourself sound a bit younger?
Yes. Yeah, I would. Again, depending whether it's first person or third person. But if the narrator that I am playing, if you like, is younger than me, I'll use maybe a slightly higher range of my voice than I would for an older character.
Yeah. And when you get this work, do some authors specifically request you to do the audio versions of their books?
Yes, I've been lucky that way. You know that I have a lot of output. So I have authors who I guess are loyal to me, you know, and we've enjoyed working together on various series. Like, if a new Dervla McTiernan, she writes crime thrillers, coming out. And this is, I don't know, maybe the fourth or fifth in this series.
Mm. Has it ever happened to you that you've been given a book to narrate and then you think, God, this is garbage?
Yes, but I'm not going to tell you what.
No, I
to be honest with you as well, that has happened to me very, very occasionally. We have wonderful authors.
Yes.
But I find it a good challenge. You go, okay, how am I going to make this better?
Yes, indeed. Highly professional approach to take, Aoife. And thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was the actor and voiceover artist, Aoife McMahon there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.